You know, it's been a while since we've pulled the old bullhorn, the megaphone out.
It has. I like it.
Isn't that one of your favorites?
It is.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but we haven't done a bloody thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but the kettle's on the boil, and we're so easily called away.
That was good.
Time for the almanac.
There's so many things you can do with that.
Oh, it's endless. It's really endless.
Yeah.
You can only do so much with a bell.
Right. You ring the bell.
And as I have proven, there's only so much you can do with a kazoo either.
Well, although that's still a work in progress.
Today is the almanac. Yeah, for God's sakes, when it's snowing, turn your lights on. Again, I was driving to St. Cloud yesterday, Highway 10, and again, that wasn't where the heaviest snow was, but it was still blowing and visibilities were down and there were people driving without their lights on.
And you made a good point on this yesterday. A lot of people have it on auto.
Yes.
And it's not dark enough for your lights to kick on, so you got to do it on, you know, you got to do it manually.
But technology is doing too much for us now.
Right.
I was complaining about my wife's car because her car has this anti-slip mechanism where if you are in a snowbank or something and it starts to slip, it takes power away from the wheels. It basically puts you in neutral, and I think you could probably turn it off, but I didn't figure out how. I'm saying, as a driver, I think I can do that myself. I've driven enough in snowy conditions that I know when to take power off, take my foot off, and then recontrol, and then steer in or out or against it or whatever I need to do to get out of the spin. And then, of course, we got cars that park it now. They parallel park for us.
It's unbelievable.
So all that stuff. I mean, it's good, but then it's bad. And she said I sounded like an 80-year-old man. All this technology, it's doing everything for us now. In the year 2525, you won't need your arms and your legs. Some machine will do everything for you. In my day, today is Tuesday, January 23rd. We have 342 left. 1845, U.S. Congress decided all national elections would be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. Did you get that?
First Tuesday
after the first Monday in November.
Okay.
There never will be an election on a Tuesday when Tuesday's the first day of the month in November. Did they also decide that all elections, all presidential elections, would also involve name-calling?
That amendment came a little later.
Millions and millions of dollars spent in advertising.
Uh-huh.
Did they mention that?
And they also had something in there about hanging chads.
1855, the first bridge over the Mississippi River opened on this date. 1855, and it was right
that?
Here in Minneapolis.
Oh, for crying out loud.
The crossing where they built that bridge is where the Hennepin Bridge is. It's the Father Louis Hennepin Bridge is the official name of the Hennepin Avenue Bridge. The Father Louis Hennepin Bridge. That is where the first ever bridge over the Mississippi. Just think about that. If you didn't want to take a ferry, you'd have to go all the way up to Lake Itasca, go around, and then come back down if you wanted to go from Minneapolis to St. Paul.
That seems like
if you didn't want to take a ferry. Because
yeah,
they had
like
ferries before the
way.
Bridge. So that was 1855. 1957. Let's get into the 1900s now. Whammo produced the first Frisbee on this date, but the first ones were not known as Frisbees. They were called Pluto Platters.
Oh.
Let's go play catch with the Pluto Platter. That just doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Don't forget to take the Pluto Platter to the beach.
Because they are originally from pie plates. They were inspired by pie plates as people were throwing pie plates around.
Isn't it Pie Day today?
In Bram? No, that's in August.
Oh, it is.
That's when they do Pie Days. But it's National Pie Day.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But the Pie Day that I know and I recognize is Pie Day in August in the hometown of Bram, the homemade pie capital of Minnesota. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I do. That's fantastic.
That was proclamation of our governor, Rudy Perpich, back in the late 80s.
Nice job, Rudy.
That was one of the main things he did as governor, too. That's the top five.
You know, that's part of his legacy.
1973, Nixon on TV.
That we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia.
President Nixon announcing on TV an accord reached to end the Vietnam War. 2 years later, we heard this for the first time. One of the great cop shows of all time. This is the first year theme, which is a little less jazzy than the theme they used in later seasons. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
It's a little subdued. I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is on right now, which is hilarious, is very similar to Barney Miller. Barney Miller on TV for the first time this date in 75.
As time goes on.
Today we're remembering a great voice.
I realize.
And a great guitar player.
Just what you mean.
Yeah, they say he could have been a guitar god if he would have focused on that more and had his own little his band, but of course he was in an ensemble with Chicago and everybody they had in there and all their brass.
He could wail on a Telecaster.
Terry Kath, who was a founding member of Chicago, kind of their heart and soul.
From Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Chicago Transit Authority, as they were called originally. 1978, he shot himself this date. Not suicide, as it is reported. He was playing around. He loved guns. He was playing around with a gun, and there was still one in the chamber. He didn't know it.
It was at a party, late at night.
Had been drinking. He did have alcohol and drug issues.
Demons.
And it's a lot of the Chicago guys, Peter Cetera and Danny Serafin and all those other guys, they say that they're amazed that Chicago continued on. They thought
they
about not continuing on. And I'm sure glad they did, because then we wouldn't have had You're the Inspiration and Hard for Me to Say I'm Sorry, 1978. Yeah. Though Terry Kath was just 31 years old.
Sad. 10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
Another debut.
These men promptly escaped from maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them,
that's the tough part.
You can hire the A-Team.
Can you find them?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not that hard. I mean, Mr. T sticks out.
Yeah,
he's... You know, he's got that GMC van. It's pretty easy to find that in the street, out on the roads.
Yeah.
A-Team, George Peppard, the whole crew.
Good show.
I've always thought that sounded like Lyle Wagner doing that intro.
It does.
I've never been able to see anywhere in print documentation that actually is Lyle Wagner. But that was probably the most unviolent, violent show that there ever has been. A lot of gunfire, but nobody ever got hit.
Yeah.
There never was any blood. One time, B.A., Mr. T, broke his leg, and that's about the extent of it.
Huh.
So, 83, 18, that was big when I was a kid. That was on this date, 83. It debuted. It was on NBC. This date in 84, let's go to Madison Square Garden.
Hulk Hogan, he drops the big leg on him. He's down for the cover of the leg. 1, 2, he's got him.
Historic date in professional wrestling on this date. Hulk Hogan had made the jump from the AWA to the WWF. Big event at Madison Square Garden. This was pre-WrestleMania. He defeated the Iron Sheik.
Wow.
The big leg drop. And there to congratulate him in the locker room was one Andre the Giant.
Very nice.
And some 3 years later, Hogan and Andre the Giant would battle in WrestleMania 3.
Yep.
So that was in 84.
And Hulkster became the first guy to body slam him, right?
That was really the beginning of Hulkamania, at least the WWF.
Right.
In 1984. 1985, O.J. Simpson became the first Heisman Trophy winner to be elected to Pro Football's Hall of Fame. I believe he also became the first Heisman Trophy winner ever to be tried for double murder.
As far as I know, yeah.
And I think he's also the only Heisman Trophy winner to ever try and break into a hotel room to try and steal his Heisman Trophy back.
Right.
So a
and
lot of
get arrested and gone to jail again.
A lot of firsts for O.J. Simpson in 85 and 86.
Now he's out playing golf every day, I hear.
How about this for the first ever Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction class?
All right, who you
86,
got?
86, they built the Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Right.
Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley.
It's an adequate list.
Not too shabby. I
some
think they've
skills.
Done some things.
Yep.
Nowadays, there are people that are getting inducted. I'm kind of shake my head a little bit why some people are in, why some people aren't. But 86, those were no-brainers.
Yeah.
No-brainers.
The class this year I saw, and I can't recall it off the top of my head, but I remember saying, that's a strong class.
1992, Howard Cosell said... Yeah, he said goodbye. He retired from sports broadcasting this date, 92.
He was fun.
2003. got some people to remember here today. Where the eagles cry. Nell Carter. On a mountain climb. She won Tonys for work on Broadway. You may not know that. You may only know her as being from the Sheriff Lobo show and Gimme a Break. Very special episode of Gimme a Break with, if you can recognize who that is, that's Andy Gibb.
Huh.
Singing Up Where We Belong. Nell Carter died 54 on this day, 2003.
The man known to generations of children as Captain Kangaroo has died at his home in Vermont at the age of 76. Bob Keeshan hit the air in 1955 as Captain Kangaroo on CBS. He invented Captain Kangaroo. The show ran for 30 years. It appeared another 6 years on public television.
He had some of the best hair ever in the history of TV. Where his hairstylist or just he, wherever he came up with that, I want to find out that person because I want that hairstyle. As Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, died on this day, 2004.
Did you watch some of him when you
were? Oh, all the time.
Yeah, we did too.
I was a big Mr. Moose guy. Grandfather Clock was good too. And
Dancing
of course,
Bear.
Mr. Green Jeans. They'd have a beer after the show, he and Mr. Green Jeans, at all times. That was in 04, 05.
Yeah. Sis Boom Ba.
Sis Boom Ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
One of the best Karnaks of all time. Ed loses it. Sustained laughter for multiple minutes. I think they had to edit it for the TV crowd later that night. Johnny Carson dying on this date. He was 79.
There was nobody better.
And 2011, we also are remembering Jack LaLanne, the man known as the godfather of fitness. He died at the age of 96.
He did pretty well.
He did thousands of sit-ups a day, almost as many as Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
2011. Birthdays now.
I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
I think you're mistaken, Princess. I never forget a knuckle.
Oh, he never forgets a knuckle. You know why? Because he's Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Gil Gerard is 75 today. He was Buck Rogers. I was big into that. Mm-hmm. Boy, there were so many shows that tried to capitalize on Star Wars in the late 70s. That one, there was Battlestar Galactica. There were some other ones. Gil Gerard, 75. I'd love to call some up and talk it over. But the world has done too many times. Anita Pointer singing with. Earl Thomas Conley.
There they are together.
Too many times.
There's a song we haven't played forever.
Big pop and country hit. Anita Pointer, the Pointer Sisters, is 70 today. If you needed a paperclip, this guy could take a paperclip and do just about anything. Richard Dean Anderson as MacGyver.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with your laser.
I told you couldn't get through.
Well, then maybe it's time for a smoke.
You know what? I know that although smoking can help the risk and increases the risk of heart disease and lung cancer, but if you need to detect laser beams, it's very handy.
Right.
That might be the one good thing about smoking. Yeah. That and it helps lasers and lights at a DJ show look good.
It does. MacGyver knew that.
And the MacGyver knew that, so he lit up so he could see some lasers and, he's Richard Dean Anderson. He's from the Twin Cities. Speaking of another Star Wars-based-like movie, Stargate SG-1 was one of those,
too.
Oh,
yeah, he was in that.
Richard Dean Anderson. He's from the Twin Cities, and he's 68. They just call him Sully. He saved a bunch of lives. He put a plane. We're going to be in the Hudson River. We're going to be in the Hudson River.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He's Sully, and he's 67 today. Robin Zander, some of the best hair in rock in the late 70s.
It's a great day for hair.
He feathers his hair even better than Farrah Fawcett. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Robin Zander of Cheap Trick, happy birthday to him. He's 65.
Play action fake to Colin Bryant. Aiden down the middle and it's intercepted by Bobby Bryant. And Brian is going to be tackled by Ron Jesse. Laterals to Wally Hilgenberg.
Hey, some great names there. Pat Hayden throws an interception to Bobby Bryant, who then laterals to Wally Hilgenberg. That's the 1978 Vikings playoffs. That was basically the end of that era of Vikings football.
Yep.
They lost to the Rams in the playoffs. I remember that's one of the early games of Vikings history that I can remember watching. I think the first one was the Super Bowl against the Raiders.
Yeah.
But Pat Hayden is 65 today. He was in that. Prior to that, the Vikings beat up on Pat Hayden a couple of times,
right,
including the Mud Bowl in the Coliseum.
Yeah. That was the end of the Purple People Eaters, as we know.
They'd
kind of been almost done, but that officially put them away.
Pat Hayden is 65. Mariska Hargitay, she's from that Law & Order SVU show.
Yes.
You see, I think that you moved into this neighborhood on purpose. Because it's the perfect cover for raping little girls.
Okay. Oh, no.
You know what? I really want you out of here.
Well, you're the karate expert. Make me.
Yeah, you know what? She's tough.
She is.
She's a tough lady, and she's on that SVU. She's Mariska Hargitay. Say that fast. You must articulate on her name at all times.
Yeah.
She is 54. And Tiffany Thiessen, I've always called her Tiffany Amber Thiessen. It looks like she's dropped the Amber.
How come I haven't seen you here before?
I just transferred here from Michigan. I'm a sophomore over at UCLA.
Go Bruins! Did I get a job?
No, you didn't. She's 44. She was on the 90210 show, too, as well as Saved by the Bell, which was that clip was from. She's 44 today. She's 44. Still looking fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was married to a race car driver, I want to say. She had something to do with...
Marty Robbins?
No.
Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, one of those two. Statesman John Hancock. That's Herbie. Was born on this day, 1737.
One of the great signatures. In fact, you have something in common with John Hancock. Impeccable penmanship, right?
Neither one of us can write. He was one of the signees of the Declaration of Independence and has become known for just such things as, can you put your John Hancock on that piece of paper? He was the guy, 1737. Blues musician. We don't know a lot about his work. We don't have any over here, but he's got a great name. Lead Belly.
You might want to have that checked by a doctor. If you have Lead Belly,
right,
you've got a lot of undigested food in your lower intestinal and gastrointestinal processes.
And they question you when you go through the airport screener. They can't see. And Superman can't see in your belly either.
No.
Lead Belly's 1888.
He ate a lot of lead-based paint.
Mm, yummy. Randolph Scott.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Love it. Love it. That's a Blazing Saddles reference. But he was a real actor. I don't know that he did anything that memorable, but Randolph Scott, born on this day, 1898.
Subject of a Statler Brothers song.
Yes.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott.
Hall of Fame actor and comedian Ernie Kovacs was born on this day in 1919.
Very often do we neglect to look at the little fellow who spends so much more time with books than we, the bookworm. I don't suppose many of us stop to understand the life of the bookworm, so I have written a poem entitled Ode to a Bookworm.
Man, I need to get a copy of that.
Yeah.
Ode to a Bookworm.
He, he had his own style of comedy. He was well-liked. Ernie Kovacs, born on this day in 1919. He's a country singer. He's Johnny Russell. He wrote the song Act Naturally, which was a hit for the Beatles and for Buck Owens, I do believe. And
correct.
There he is, country singer Johnny Red, what was his, Red Sox?
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
Beer.
He also wrote Let's Fall the Pieces Together, a song that you might hear George Strait perform in Vegas.
Very nice. He was born on this day, 1940, and he was with the E Street Band. He was their keyboardist. Danny Federici was born on this day, 1950. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that's how we wrap up. Actually, we wrap up the almanac with Johnny Russell and his big, big hit. Here you go.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here.